Are we sure that lighting it on fire would be a good idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Jack pipes up.
What's that noise?
That lighting it on fire is the right idea.
I don't have to go in. Okay. So
oh.
I walk up to the mansion.
That's nice.
I walk up to the mansion.
You walk up to the mansion.
I walk up to the mansion. Okay. And I do not
by
go
himself.
In. By myself.
Yes, by himself.
Yes, by himself.
Wait, what's that one doing?
The torch.
Why does he have five torches on his hand?
Something you're not supposed to be poking, and you're like kind of reaching out.
Like a fencing pose?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I do that, and then I see a little
he's not going to.
Thing underneath
he's trying to burn out my house? Are you freaking kidding me? No. No.
Get over here, you punk.
No!
Welcome back to Roleplay Rookies! Last time on Roleplay Rookies, we ended up going into the Sorrow Realm, where we found the mysterious mansion that we were supposed to go to. We met up with a knight who was asking us to come meet him by the fire so he could tell us more about this mysterious mansion. Brock instead said, "Screw that!" And he ran over to the mansion and knocked on the door, only to be greeted by an enormous hand that plunged out of the darkness, grabbed a hold of him, and pulled him back in.
Whoa.
What do we do now? I'd sure like to know. Join us this time on Roleplay Rookies.
I thought you were done.
No!
I'm giving this in.
That's fine. Yeah. You should.
That way me and Jordan were both in the intro.
It's nice to have some company in these intros.
I felt left out. How you felt, Jordan?
What?
His first line.
Your first line on the intro.
Oh, I loved it.
He was all like...
He's checking Facebook right now.
No, I just opened my computer.
Anyway, so Giant Hand pulled him in and we're just watching him from...
Yeah. So the way I had was that the mansion was like the boss area. And it was like a whole mini dungeon. You guys were supposed to do underground. I spent a few hours riding it.
on the dungeon.
And then Jordan decided to try to burn it down with five sticks on fire.
It was an old wooded haunted house. Have you seen the movie, what is that, Monster House?
The creepy one?
The one that's alive?
The one that if you approached it would eat you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
But they didn't have fire.
They definitely have fire.
Yeah, fire.
What do you mean they had fire?
Some conclusions from that movie.
Yeah. Like,
what era do you think that movie is? Actually,
I'm not saying fire wasn't invented at that point.
Yeah,
I'm saying that they didn't bring flaming torches to burn it down.
That was your logic. If using that movie was your logic, it's still a flawed logic. You just walked in and it's going to eat you.
I just think that if there's a haunted house that's full of crickety, broken, old wood, it would burn a lot easier than you actually made it out to be.
Did you ever describe it as wooden?
I checked the tape, but in my head it was wooden. But
okay,
still.
Well, if it was in your head, that's fine.
In my head it was like a stone building, so it was really fun.
So I didn't say it.
I was thinking like a fortress. But yeah. Oh, well. We were wrong. It's made of wood.
What? I got what you
it
were thinking.
It would have been way funnier, though, if it was. He's like, bang!
What if it just catch on fire completely? And just like, it shows like the Elden Ring, like, beast, god defeated.
Just a little fire in the corner.
Yeah. Found a little Easter egg that beats the boss in one hit. I'll take that.
All right. Well, that didn't happen. So maybe like when we...
that didn't happen.
The reshoots, maybe.
So what I'm hearing right now, Danny, and correct me if I'm wrong.
When we get our TV show, that'll happen.
Oh, right. When we make this adaptation into a video game. Anyway, so let's say the hand grabbed him, pulled him in, and now he is Princess Peach, and we have to go in after him to save
him.
Well,
that's also the thing. Like, all the windows shut, you know, that kind of stuff. And, well, we were going to get into when the episode starts, but Jordan's basically doing a boss fight by himself.
I'm a big fan of this whole thing.
I hope the boss is allergic to Nutella because he's got this in the bag.
All right, let's start Brock's funeral. Let's do this. Jordan, I'm not kidding, this is a boss fight. with you or below five, will you just let me know and I'll cut from the episode?
Yeah, I will.
All right. It's been a while since we've leveled up.
Yeah, so level up. So you guys level
yes,
up.
I was so easy. I thought that this, like, it's one of those cliches where I want to level up. And Danny always yields. It's so nice.
And he's like, oh, yeah, sure.
It's worth it, Danny, if you do.
Yeah, we're now level 10, right, Danny?
No, I don't know what level goes to war.
What level are we, 7?
Were you guys 6?
We were 5.
Yes. Josh, why?
Josh.
This is the same guy who gives us loaded dice. He literally just tattled on us.
Honest? He just chooses which side he's on.
This was servicing you too. Why won't you help me cheat? All right.
Why won't you help me cheat?
What level are we going to then? 6?
I think it's 7.
6.
I'm sure it's 12.
I'll give you 7 after dessert.
Danny, can I say, in interest of maybe saving his life today, that since I leveled up to level 6, my dart now has the ability to teleport me and one person.
Yeah, but you have to be touching that person.
Yeah, I have to, like, be holding them or something.
Yeah.
Okay. He just got pulled in with a hand. I could just leave my dagger here, knock on the door, get pulled in with him, and then just, like, teleport out, right?
Yeah.
That's an idea. Gavin cast fireball at the house.
I try to burn it down with torches.
I'll just shoot a fireball.
You do a salute and Brock is just dying.
No, the funniest part about that is that I did have fireball, but Brock wanted me to light the sticks on fire. Like, he wasn't just like, shoot a fireball at the house. He was like, will you light these sticks for me?
I'm not selfish. I'm not going to have you spend one of your spell slots for one of my shenanigans.
Yeah, so now all we have to do is go and spend all of our time saving you. That's not selfish at all.
Now one of us might die.
It's going to be him. We're leaving him.
Also,
guys, you're going to be so embarrassed when I take this thing down by myself.
I will be. I genuinely will be if you pull that off.
So last time, as you guys saw this big mansion, remember the reason you guys are here? You guys are looking for the weapons. The weapons that can kill a god, that can defeat Darius. You guys went on top of the mountain. You guys saw some scary skeletons, and then you guys saw a big mansion. As you guys got closer, you saw those scary skeletons around the house, and the mysterious knight told you, hey, come with me, I know a better way. Brock said, screw that, I know a better way, and he just went, got grabbed by the boss, and the moment he does that, all the doors and windows shut, close.
But hey, let's give credit where credit is due. He was trying to set the house on fire.
Thank you. It wasn't just screw you, it was like, let me just...
I think it's funny because there was a very obvious thing we were supposed to do, and he was like, nah.
Jordan creates his own obstacles. If we've learned anything from every other episode,
life
is not hard enough. He needs to make it harder.
I know there's a minefield near here.
Yeah. Happens to know about the minefield.
Okay, so I'm going to... Gavin, Jack, and Toby, I'm going to let you guys kind of figure this out, and then I'll give you guys a time, and then we're going to cut to Brock inside the mansion.
All right. Toby looks over at the knight who is now with us, and I said, and Toby says, I don't suppose you know a way into the mansion. We got to go pick up our friend.
Yeah. Inside the mansion, it's where one of the horsemen lives.
Horsemen, with that ginormous hand that reached out of the darkness and grasped our friend and pulled him in. Is that the hand of the horseman?
Yeah, one
of the horsemen? Are there multiple horsemen in this mansion?
Well, there are 4 of them. They are called the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse.
I have heard of that before. Okay.
Of course.
Of course. There's 4 in there currently, is what you're saying.
I know there's one. At least there's one in there.
I also have a good idea.
We noticed.
I know there's at least one in there.
Yeah. Okay. And judging by the size of his hand, this thing is like 300 feet tall.
Oh, no. He's human size.
Then how did he plunge the ginormous hand out?
That's his power. He can summon like giant monster hands and like giant like monster bites. So he's like multiple monsters at once.
Toby turns
to... It'll be a very cool group fight.
You sure are meta, mister.
Gee, mister. You sure are meta. Yeah.
So he's able to pull out giant shadowy appendages.
Yeah, he can summon different monsters.
Jack turns, or Toby turns to Jack and says, like Bayonetta.
Who?
I get that reference.
Don't worry. It's famous warrior from where we're from. Doesn't matter at the time.
You guys are humans.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Are you not a human? You look...
I was a human once.
You were a human. You look great for past tense human.
He removes his mask and you see that the bottom half of his face is just like a skeleton. He goes, thanks.
Wow. Wait.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He puts it back on.
Is it like zombie, like is it rotting away?
Rotted flesh or like bone?
Or is it just a
bone.
Skeleton?
It's just bone.
Oh, okay. Okay. So spooky, not like lose my
still,
lunch.
It still would like scare you.
For sure. For sure.
Well, yeah.
I pat Gavin on the back as he is.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. That's a normal reaction.
I'm going to be sick.
Gavin, you are like literally a fire deity now.
It's nothing personal, but oh my gosh, dude, you should keep that covered.
He goes, your friend is finding the fight of his life right now. Do you guys want to try to figure out where to get in?
Yeah, no, I have so many questions for you that I feel like would have been a really cool arc around a fireplace, but that's a fire, but that's okay. Let's go do that. We need to do that.
Okay, so there was a tunnel underneath that it takes you to the main area of the mansion, but that is done.
It's locked up now after that, along with all the doors and windows.
Why would we need to take the tunnel? There's a door.
Well, yeah, it's closed.
That is sealed now, and if you go to the front door, you have to fight the big main dude.
And fireproof.
He hears a voice.
Yeah, because, and he points it out, and you guys just notice this, you see there are seals on the door.
Okay, there are magical seals
now,
on the door. Okay.
Now there is. Okay. After Brock was taken.
My thought's like, oh, it's closed. I have a shoulder.
However, I do know for a fact that if we climb all the way to the top, we can get through. We can get inside of it through there to the ceiling.
We can get inside if we climb all the way up to.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Is this like the Christmas special that we're talking about here? You guys going down the chimney?
Sure would be. Yeah. Sure would be nice if we had like a
episode, a theme here.
So it's been recorded on Christmas time, but it's going to be released around June. But yeah.
Merry summer.
Never too early.
So what I'm hearing is we got to get to the top of this fortress, and then, not unlike Santa, go in through the top.
Who is Santa?
Another warrior from where we live. Don't worry, it's fine.
Santa's a warrior?
He's powerful. He's
probably the fastest man in the world.
Fastest in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's just like rubbing his temple.
This is a great Christmas episode.
All right. Toby's like, I got this, guys. I recently acquired a new ability, and I think it'll be really, really useful right now. And he takes his...
How convenient.
He takes his dagger, and he tries to throw it on top of the building.
Okay, this is like...
How tall is this building?
Have you ever seen Monster House?
Is it taller than...
I could just turn into a bird.
Is it taller than 60 feet?
It's 100 feet.
Okay. Hey, Gavin, why don't you turn into a bird and take this dagger up there? And then I'll teleport up there with Jack.
Didn't we establish that Jordan could throw a spear like 300 feet in another episode?
He's inside the house.
It'd be nice to have him around for this.
He's if the only one who can do that?
If only we had Brock for that.
Can I fly yet? I had to double check that, actually.
Dagger? Yes.
You can turn into a flightless bird?
Well, there, as a druid, there's like a point at which you're able to use flight.
Oh, is there?
I guess you're not a moon druid, so you don't get it earlier.
I'm Circle of the Moon.
You are?
Yeah.
You've only transformed once. What are you doing?
The one time I did it, I showed up late to a fight. That was literally it.
Now when he does it, he can be a flaming bear.
To be fair, we do a lot more role-playing than combat on this podcast.
Yeah.
Fair.
So wait, I had to take a look at... I had to go to like the creature list thing. I should have a tab for this, but I don't.
Okay, well, you can definitely turn into like a bird. By now, I'm
creature
a bird.
List.
I give you the dagger. You fly up there, and then I teleport up there with Jack. And then skeleton guy. I don't know. Maybe
maybe you fly back down and we just do this again.
Is he going with you guys?
Does he have to come with us?
I mean, I wouldn't mind having a force.
Liam goes, I'll stay here too. You guys don't have to worry about me.
It's cool, I mean, I'm sure he's not very heavy because all of his organs are gone.
Yeah, that's fine, Liam. You do what you do.
That was a good joke, by the way. Nobody laughed, but that was a funny joke.
Thank you.
And he always does
that. Oh, crap. No, he doesn't get flight until 8th level.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I can't actually fly.
So you can turn into a bird, but you have to waddle?
Unless... Yeah, I just peck things. It's not very helpful.
Alternatively, I am a fighter. Can I yeet the dagger?
That is true. Wait, I've been trying to pick my spell. Apparently you can only throw a dagger about 4 to 6 meters.
Well, I can throw it up to 60
feet. All right, never mind.
Counterpoint, I have a bow.
Counterpoint, Gavin now has feathered reach.
What?
Oh, what is that?
Now?
Huh?
I was trying to pick my spell. Oh. Now I picked it.
What the hiffle is...
Yeah, what's feather reach?
Feather reach.
Oh, this is a Humblewood thing, isn't it?
I don't know which one is this from. It says Druid. I don't know where it's
from. All right, that's fair. It's a D&D spell.
One question.
Oh, it might be Humblewood. HCS. I love Humblewood spells more than anything, and you can't stop me. So...
Yeah, go for it.
You transform your arms into powerful wings, and you fingers into long, graceful feathers. The effect of this spell lasts for 1 minute, at which point the feathers gradually fall out, causing you to float gently to the ground as your arms return to their original form. This spell confers a number of benefits to the caster. As a bonus action, you can fly up to double your movement speed. You must land once you finish your movement, although you do not take fall damage while this spell is active, as your feathered arms bear you gently to the ground.
That's super cool. It's like the Dragon Prince.
There's a bunch of other things it does in combat, but we'll specifically just focus on the fact that I can turn my arms into wings.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I give Gavin my dagger, and I'm like, please take this up there. Cool.
Gavin puts it in his mouth.
Okay. Did you fly up there? You're in the ceiling now.
Yeah, I flew up there.
No, rooftop. Sorry, you're in the rooftop now.
Cool. Gavin spits it out, and it flies off the... Just kidding.
He spits it out off the roof.
Yeah, he throws it back. On the ground of the roof, and I go, I did it!
We do a little thing where he does this, and then I teleport up there with Jack, and then I, like, teleport...
Oh.
Then I drop the dagger, and I teleport back down, and I go and get the skeleton guy.
But you can't leave Liam in the night the same together. You have to...
The chicken fox.
The
grain. See, the problem is the night will eat the Liam, but if you leave...
Liam will bore Jack.
Liam will bore Jack. The knight will eat Liam. We can't leave him together.
That guy in Jack's head won't shut up. It's just a real big problem.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, okay, so all of you are now in the rooftop. You see a chimney. And a chimney.
Of course.
it was a window before. And he goes, okay, we have to go through here.
Does anyone have rope?
Gavin casts Gash's form.
Oh, God.
That settles Gavin.
I go in through the chimney as a cloud of smoke because of my cloak that turns me into a cloud of smoke.
Can I just drop the dagger down the chimney and then just teleport down?
I do, in fact, have a rope.
Down through the chimney with lots of...
By the way, it burns key points. You know that, right? How you teleport?
Oh, that's right.
I was about to say, I was wondering if it was a cantrip or not.
No, I can't just keep doing that. All right.
Yeah, because
you don't really need... I mean, how big is the chimney? Could you, like,
He has the rope. I'm just saying, like...
No. I mean,
alternatively, if the vessel of wind can cast Featherfall.
He goes, yes, you can ask him. And he says yes.
Hey, don't suppose you can catch us if we jump down, huh? Yeah, I think I should be able to do that for you.
Fantastic. I love when he talks to himself. But in character, he's just talking and, like, shifts between, like, two voices.
Or is he just talking to himself? It's just Jack's point of view.
Yeah, so he's like, I don't suppose you can help. Oh, great.
Yeah, you see Jack looking up.
Oh, great. Like, he just jumps.
You see Jack just, like off and up to the left or whatever, and is like, don't suppose you can help with jumping down a hole, can you? Okay, great. Then Jack just jumps down, does not give any other more context to anyone else. I'm just he like, just goes.
Okay. And then I take the rope and I tie it around, like, something on the roof. And then I slowly go down the chimney along with Liam and the skeleton, whose name I still haven't asked.
You haven't asked him, yeah.
Does it matter?
As we're going down the chimney and I'm rappelling down, I'm like, hey, thanks for coming with us. I never caught your name.
You are yelling so loud in his chimney.
It's echoing too.
Gavin's like, shh, shh,
Don't worry, it's fine. Jack yelled Leroy Jenkins on his way down.
We're gonna die.
You know what? Send it. Yes, he did that. It's canon.
He goes, my name is Eris.
Eris. Eris. That's a good name.
Like a girl who stands to inherit a lot of money from her father when he passes.
I was going
to
say slightly feminine name.
Like the goddess of discord.
Wait, did I say it wrong? I'm questioning everything.
Ares?
Ares?
Ares.
Oh, the god of war.
Oh. that's an incredibly masculine name. I'm sorry we doubted you.
That was crazy.
I thought you said heiress, which is a different word altogether.
Heiress, heiress.
Like you're an heir to an estate.
Yeah.
But an heiress.
He's like, that I used to be a noble woman.
I'm so glad you asked.
The god of war. Until it counts, like, took my wealth of my family and all good name.
Me and Nate said that like insane.
No, that was crazy.
Oh, the god of war.
I lost everything when my betrothed betrayed me. I mean, sorry, I'm Ares. Oh, okay.
Oh, you killed a lot of people.
Oh, that's so funny.
Then Toby says, because he's like, what's your name? He's like, I'm Ares. He's like, oh, like the god of war.
He goes, yeah. Like that.
Like that. Okay. It's cool name. Cool name, dude. Cool name. Any relation?
Yeah, he was named after me.
And Toby's just quiet. Toby like, purses his lips and he's just like, huh.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, we're buds, right?
Yeah. You guys, I want to say you're a friend, right?
Okay. Yeah. Good. All right. And then he's just awkwardly like keeps going down, not knowing what to say.
This chimney is so long.
This is a big chimney.
Jack is
technically, it's like a 100-foot chimney. So
no, I mean, like, they're on the top floor. They're not just in
the front. Chimney's on the top floor. Gotcha.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a 150-foot chimney, so we end up underground somehow.
No.
Inside of a cave
where there's a dungeon that is trapped.
There are four levels to this mansion. The I written. You got the first one.
Okay.
Is the first one at the bottom or the top?
The number one.
So you're in the
number
fourth.
Fourth floor. The fourth floor.
We have to make our way down the first floor. Okay.
Yes.
Unless you're in England and it's floor zero is where you start.
Well, we're not in England. England.
England. I don't know. It's a flat.
Okay. You're right. We're in another dimension.
Yeah. So I don't know what the numbering
system is. So it's kind of like England.
Exactly.
If we keep annoying him, maybe Danny will tell us more about the building.
Hey, we were in Germany when we got here.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'm done teasing.
All right. We cut back to whatever minutes later to Brock getting grabbed inside the room.
Son of a...
Beep.
Did you just beep yourself?
Yeah, I did.
It saves me time. And you see this...
That's funnier than actually swearing.
Yeah, right? Especially the delay. Son of a... Beep.
Sorry, okay.
All right. Brock, you are being held by this giant skeleton hand, and you see this man with a dark cloak, and he goes, whoa, a human. How cool. And as he steps to the light, you see that he's missing one of his eyes, but it's like a skeleton eye. You see that his left hand is completely skeleton, and there's like, you see his cloak and his robes are all messed up and old and raggedy. And he goes, whoa, finally a good challenge.
Am I supposed to do something at this point?
Yes!
Roleplay.
Usually roleplay.
I don't know.
Usually we do a back and forth. Then you say something nasty that make you roll for it. And then I say, oh, you roll low enough. No, that's how usually.
And then suddenly we're in a mind.
Wait, before I do that, I want to do a perception check.
There we go. Yes.
This is like that bit in Megamind when he gets that one kid to like level up and then they're fighting and he's like, no, this is where we banter. And he starts like beating the crap out of him. He's like, no, that's not how you do this.
Yeah. I don't know where to go with that.
It is a not natural 20.
Okay, so it's dirty 20.
Unnatural 20.
It's a dirty 20.
It's a dirty 20. That's
okay, so what are you looking for?
Can I see where I came from?
Yeah.
So I can see outside.
Wait, all of that was so you could look back from where you came from?
Can I see outside?
No, because when he put you in.
The door's closed.
And no, I was pulled into a hole beneath the porch, if you do not remember.
Yeah, he grabbed you.
Yes, exactly. There's no door for
okay,
a hole.
Okay, okay, ready?
Do I see outside?
I'll humor you. I'll humor you. You do.
Okay, so I'm going to use the ghost step. Or whatever it's called.
Okay. Misty step.
Misty step.
And then he gets out.
He has to come back in to save us.
Yeah, teleporting out of there.
Okay.
Cool. Cool. Flashback.
Guys, you're going to be so embarrassed when I take this thing down by myself.
I will be. I genuinely will be if you pull that off.
Flashback over.
You out.
I hate this episode. I quit.
He misty steps out.
I go to the campfire.
No. You're out.
What do you mean
what
I'm out?
What do you do? You're out of the Southern Mansion and there's fog.
No,
everywhere.
I go to the campfire.
What campfire?
The one that he originally invited us over to.
Where is it?
I'm assuming where the glowing...
No, you always see fog. He was going to lead you there, Jordan, and then you went inside the house.
Do I go back?
That's up to you, man.
Just start running. See what Danny does. Just start running.
I go exploring for the...
Sign up for Roleplay Rookies Patreon.
He just wants to watch the world burn.
I could have sworn there was a campfire
four.
Around
Give
here.
Four. Give me a D4.
A D4?
Yeah. There
you go. Jordan, pick one number between one and four.
Three.
Okay, if I roll a three, you go the right direction. So anything else but three.
You should check this dice for Josh now when he gives
make
me
make sure that it's actually a legit dice.
Two.
Dang it!
You're going in that opposite direction.
Like, oh yeah, sorry.
But you don't know that.
I handed you my D4 that has all three.
That's a good point.
That would be incredible. You
okay, so
one.
Brock is running on the opposite direction of the campfire.
We don't know this.
We don't know this.
You should have done like some perceptions to see if you could find like any clues.
It's too late.
My priority was getting away from this demon that was going to eat me.
He acted like a person, quite frankly. Like, this is not crazy.
He was going to get crazy power up, Chip.
Yeah, this fight. I go back!
No.
I go back now!
Don't go meta-ing your decisions.
Great, you missed his stuff back
you're
in the
walking
hole.
Aimlessly into the woods now.
Enjoy the woods.
I had a feeling that was going to happen, but I'm like, no, this would be hilarious.
No, it is.
You think
I've sacrificed it for the comedy.
You think the campaign ready. You think you spend time writing a session, and then Jordan shows up.
You should have just been like,
I just love Daddy's face. He's like, okay, I'll humor you. You can see outside. Like, being all snotty, I'm like, okay.
I teleport.
I leave.
Do you know that nobody won here, right? Nobody won. You lost, he lost, we all lost.
Because now they have to go to this dungeon, get to the bottom, they gotta ask, where is he? And heavens knows where you are now.
I'm coming back with an army. Watch. Whatever direction I'm going, it's the right one, guys. I'm trusting my instinct.
The dice said you're wrong. Anyway, keep going.
Keep going. Okay,
all right,
let's
come
back to you
guys. So we come out of the chimney of the fireplace, and everybody's waiting for us.
I know the fireplace. You should go to the bottom floor, but whatever.
Yeah, there could be one on the top floor. That feels like it could work.
Okay. Wait, are you trying to tell me
I'm not an architect?
In theory, you'd have a fireplace at the bottom, and then you'd have another
isn't that
fireplace
right?
up here. I'm just imagining if you were to use the, it has to have
you
one.
You got like a grate.
Yeah, but like if you burn a fire at the bottom and it goes up and you have any other entrance, it's just going to shoot smoke into the rest of the house. And
that's true. That's a good point.
So, like,
unless there's another fireplace in another.
This also, is a mansion. There could be multiple fireplaces.
Anyway, it's true.
You guys see the top floor. There's a lot of different rooms. There's like a giant like stairwell that goes to the floor right underneath it.
So we got into this room. We go into the hallway, is it what you're saying? And there's like a bunch of doors for a bunch of rooms and like a staircase going down.
If you roll me a perception check, I can tell you more information then.
Okay, let me do that.
What if instead I just want to go jump down the stairwell and throw a fireball?
You can either roll, Gavin, for you, you can either roll nature or perception, actually.
Nature? I don't think I'm actually good at nature. I think we've talked about this a few times.
Yeah, I'm just giving you
bad at nature. Okay, yeah.
It's more like there's something here for you.
What do I perceive?
Do you think that the boss is equally confused?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Do you think he's just like,
what was
what
that?
Happened?
Of course he is. He's Danny. Danny's confused.
I got a nat one.
You got a nat one.
That was perception?
Yeah.
Yep.
Hello, perception, my old friend. I got a 19. Tell me something.
Okay. So do you remember on the last episode when you saw trees and you tried to communicate with them and they were kind of dead?
Yes.
You see vines and roots in here.
Oh.
And somehow they have more life in them and they do go down to the next floor.
Oh, I touch them.
You touch them? What are you trying to do?
Commune with them.
He can talk to plants.
I imagine he touches them and his eyes flutter.
This is canon because I talk to grass for some reason.
No, yeah.
The vines are like, hey, we're talking to the grass outside. Your friend is sprinting towards the woods. Gavin.
He's not going to be okay. Funny enough, I had something planned for the grass that he's been carrying this entire time.
Does it just explode now and kill him?
You missed the grass power up?
He has something to do with this part, but that's okay.
Cool.
George chose the wrong choice, but the only choice that he thought he was going to do.
Just the only wrong choice.
No, it's okay. It's great. I love it. Gavin, as you try to commute with this route, this is what you see. You see a big field with the dying trees. Mm. And you see one person, and he is desperate, watering the trees. He's desperate, digging new holes, putting more seeds on. And he's like working super fast, trying to make sure that all these trees are alive. And you can tell he's desperate, and he also looks exhausted. He is skinny to the bone, because it looks like he hasn't been eaten for days, and that's all he's doing. And you can hear him saying, I need to make sure this place is pretty. I gotta keep working. I gotta keep going. I can't stop. No, no. Keep pushing. I can't stop. And that's what you see.
Gavin lets go and he turns and says, I have either seen a guy who is trying to run a marathon or the local gardener.
Since Toby got a one, he is staring at the floor and he's like, where?
I think he's actually outside somewhere. I touched the vines and they told me that he's outside.
Oh, the vine. No, that's right. I keep forgetting you can talk to plants.
No, I didn't say it was outside, Gavin.
Oh, the voice in the sky told me it might not be outside.
The voice in the what?
Wait, the vines corrected me.
Oh, you can hear that too. Huh.
Yeah.
Funny how we never talk about that.
The voice is the end that broke. You idiot! Turn around!
Screw you!
Find the command!
Brock is ignoring it, like, la 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 la.
Gotta keep going.
This
gotta
is the right direction for sure.
I don't know if you guys ever seen
a horde of zombies outside.
I don't know if you guys ever seen Marvel What If.
Not in the direction.
But the Watcher, when he's watching, it goes, yeah. I could interfere. I could help them. That's how I feel right now. Like, I could interfere. I could grab Brock and put him in the right direction. But I can't.
Gavin goes, yeah, so somewhere around here, there's a guy who needs some help gardening.
Well, there's like this is like a mansion. Maybe there's like some kind of an arboreum or something crazy in here, you know, like a room, maybe like a greenhouse.
An arboreum? Sorry, you said that word and I got really excited.
I don't know how
that was John that. Right now. I love that
arboreum?
Word.
Quick side note. I've only ever read that word. I don't know how it's pronounced.
I actually don't know how it's pronounced either, but the way you said it, it felt like that's how she said it. Anyway.
The next intro is going to be like a spelling bee of that word.
Arboreum.
Arboretum.
Burrito.
All right, what do you want to do?
Gavin continues to look around, noticing that staircase, right?
Yeah.
And the vines. I go down the staircase.
Okay. You see a big tree that's taking the place the whole third floor.
Wow.
And I'm still gonna use your 19 for the previous row.
Yeah.
And you see in the center of the tree, you see that man that you saw.
Oh, but at the tree, like at the base, or is he like in the encompassed by wood?
Yeah, so he's encompassed by so he's surrounded by wood. And like the tree has grown around him, so you don't see his arms, you don't see his legs, all you see is his torso and his head,
like jetting out from like the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha.
And then Aris looks at him and says, give me 1 second, I need you to look at his name.
Ares.
Okay, so Ares.
Ares.
Sorry.
Arboreum.
Ares looks at him and goes, Limus. My good friend. I'm sorry.
Did you just say his name is Linus?
Limus.
Limus. Limus. Like Limus beans.
Liam looks at me and goes, you guys have a very funny mood tonight.
Liam, you're here. Oh my gosh.
Oh, Liam. So at what point do we start taking psychic damage?
Is he really?
Yeah, Liam's been here this whole time.
He's been here the whole time.
I should have left him
outside so he could have flagged you down.
Well, I didn't hear you guys bring him along.
Yeah, I didn't think
we mentioned it.
Liam. Yeah, no, he did. He's been here the whole time.
Yeah,
Toby grabbed
Jack, a whole thing with the knife.
No,
teleported him up.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went back to go get the night guy and teleported him up.
Nate just said, I kept doing that until everybody's in the ceiling.
We do a little thing where he does this, and then I teleport up there with Jack, and then I like teleport.
Oh.
Then I drop the dagger, and I teleport back down, and I go and get the skeleton guy.
There.
Yeah, I guess I didn't specifically say, but I did mean that.
Because that would help if he was, you know, outside telling me that you guys were right.
No, we specifically brought everyone inside to come save you.
Yeah, made sure.
Wait. So Toby turns to Ares and he says, Limus, you know this guy?
Yeah, I do.
Is this your house? Is he your gardener? Is this?
He is the other horseman.
The other horseman?
Yes.
So I was about to suggest we help him out of this. It sounds like what we should do is avoid this and sneak out of here.
Well, we can't bring him there. He's dead by his own choice, sadly.
He's in this tree by his own choice.
Yeah, he's trying to give life to the whole realm.
I think this guy likes trees more than Gavin does.
I beg to differ. Gavin walks up to him.
Listen.
Knocks on the tree and says, hello.
He does not respond.
I knock on his head. Hello.
Does not respond.
Gavin, I just want you to know that you're made of fire sometimes, so be careful.
That's what I was just thinking I might do next.
Fire of life, though. Whatever the fire is, things grow.
Gavin.
Sounds like we need to start a fire.
Wait, stop. Say that again. Whatever fire is, it grows?
Yeah, when we were in hell, when there was fire, all the stuff was growing.
I thought you were talking about like a saying. Like, whatever fire is.
Well, that's deep, Jordan.
I have two plans here. One of them is more violent than the other one.
Sounds fun.
Being Gavin, I'm going to do this. Gavin casts Goodberry.
Oh.
And I attempt to force feed this individual Goodberries.
Okay. You force feed him. He's not up a fight.
There you go, buddy.
Toby turns to Ares
good
and says,
good tree.
See, I like trees a lot. So I fed this one some berries.
Fed this one. I'm still not sure if he is the tree or... Anyway, Ares, what do we do about this guy? Do we leave? It seems he's unresponsive.
Yeah.
Also, you said he's a horseman? Sorry, we'll get back to that. What do we do first?
We need to save a friend. He's downstairs fighting the monster, right?
I thought you said it was a horseman.
As far as I'm aware, he is still downstairs fighting the monster.
It has been a long time. He might be dead.
We better hurry.
Gavin pats tree man on the head. Bye, Limus beans. And then we walk. I'm like, let's go find a Brock.
Yeah. So you get to the second room.
Controversial idea. Jack pulls out his Rocky Talkie. It's like... Brock.
Liam picks up because he has the L at the end of the Rocky Talkie.
Dang it.
I thought we all had one.
We all had one.
To talk to Liam.
We had one Rocky Talkie.
Wait. We should roll 1d4 to see who has the Rocky Talkie.
Okay,
of the
Jordan,
four of
pick
us.
A number.
I had it in my inventory.
Don't take this from me.
Guys, I'm very unlucky.
I'll roll 1d4.
No, but Jordan has to pick a number to see if that's his number.
I'm going with 3 again.
I'm rolling a 1d4. Roll. It's a 2.
It was Jack. Jack had the Rocky Talkie.
You should have said 2 because it was 2 last time.
I know.
It'll be 3.
The odds were better to be 3 again, right?
There's a whole math problem with doors. Let's not get into it.
Yeah.
Oh, the monkey hall problem.
Don't. Yes.
All right, man. Let's keep going.
So you guys get to the second floor, and there's a bunch of weapons.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, are there?
I already have a diamond weapon.
This is so cool. Like, I don't even want a weapon.
It's crystal.
Weapons are stupid.
I can make it look any way I want.
Gavin literally says, weapons are stupid. And he starts walking down the next floor without touching anything.
Wait, wait, wait. Toby wants to do a perception check because Toby does like weapons.
Okay.
Are there any weapons that look really cool? Anything that, this is what I'm looking for, right? Any weapons that look cool? Anything that looks like one of the ones, swords that he would carry, you know? He got a 7.
There's no more swords. That's how you see.
All right. I'll do a perception.
Jack also likes weapons and got a 17.
What do you want? What are you looking for, Jack?
A sword for his friend.
Shiny Brock. And cool?
Do we want to be magic? What do you want?
I mean, magic would be appreciated, yes.
Okay, you find this really cool sword. It has... what?
I roll a nat 20.
Okay, we get you that too.
No.
But you already passed on it.
I'm trying to perceive something else, but keep going.
With a 17, you could get... And we can figure out what the sword does a little bit later, Jack, but... You can get a rare sword. If you want to look into it, Josh, if it's not too broken, I will approve it. However, with a net 20, John, you can get... What's the highest rarity on D&D weapons? Is it... It's
either legendary or yes, artifact.
You can find a legendary weapon here. What are you looking for, John?
You know what Gavin really wants?
Oh, he could use a shillelagh.
Wait, weren't you going to use your roll for something else?
Well, now Danny offered me toys. So I know it's not like the most powerful thing in the world, but I do love it just for the sake of what it is. And it's not even super druidy, but I kind of want a Vorpal Blade.
Okay, you found one.
Okay, thanks.
What does that do? Does it let you teleport?
If you
get a crit, you can decapitate somebody, right?
I decapitate things.
If you get a crit.
Very druid of you.
That doesn't say, I was going to say.
Well, he is a god of fire, Jeremy.
I want a flaming Vorpal Blade.
That's what you got.
But like, his special life-giving, his life-giving
I love
fire.
The idea that Toby's looking through and he doesn't see it. And then Gavin just like turned his head slightly.
You know that cringy meme where it's like the guy digging and he's like right about to like
get the diamonds.
And then he turns around. That's what happened. Toby's like shuffling through them and he's like, whatever. And then Gavin like goes and moves like one more and he's like, oh, Vorpal Blade. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Can I customize my Vorpal Blade with a special skill?
Yeah, what is it?
Okay, so it does the normal Vorpal Blade stuff, but it also has the ability to cast Revivify.
Revivify?
Yeah. On the head?
Yeah, so like if someone dies, I can bring them back to life. Specifically, if they get decapitated or a body part gets cut off, I can put the body part back on with my blade.
So it's like God of War?
I can put it back.
Sounds good. Yeah, I like that.
What if he cut off the heads of two people and then he switched the heads on the bodies and then did revivify?
Would the body be attached to the head or the new head to the body?
Yeah, exactly. Would they just have the control of the new bodies?
Be crazy.
Or would it be because like, my body is stuck?
Because that way we can decapitate Brock and put into the body of a giant and Brock becomes a giant.
I would like to formally name this Blade Stitches.
Danny just granted us immortality.
I could get Revivify as a spell right now if I want.
Yeah.
Very true.
But I'm okay with it.
Okay. Cool.
Vorpal Blade that can Revivify named Stitches.
All right.
That goes snicker snack.
Let's go back to Brock for a second.
He's like trudging through a swamp. He's like, it's gotta be this way.
My friends wouldn't just leave me behind.
Brock, you can roll me on Arcana.
We wouldn't. That's what's
funny. So we can run Perception check or an Insight. One of those three, whatever it is.
Insight or Perception?
Or Arcana.
Arkansas.
8, 9.
Alabama.
You got 9? So. Okay. you start walking through stuff, and then you realize that you step in some really disgusting gooey stuff. Like, some, like, disgusting slime underneath.
Got in my boot. And I just take it out and I throw it down.
Your boot?
No, I take the stuff out of my boot. I'm guessing it's like really thick.
Yeah.
So I pull out the thickness.
You touch the slime.
Yes.
Yes.
And I throw it.
Danny's like, yes, let it happen.
What do you do? You keep going?
I keep going.
You step on it again.
Oh, and I back up and I... Do I perceive?
Well,
do you perceive?
No, I'm not going to do that. As you look up, this is what you see. You see cocoons of gooiness.
Oh, boy.
And just a little ahead of cocoons, you see human faces. Now, roll me perception check to see if you recognize one of those faces.
It's me. I don't like this at all. This is yucky.
12.
You do not recognize any of these people.
Thank goodness.
But as you get closer, you see that they are human, and you see that they're wearing normal clothes. And as you keep going, you see that there are more and more and more of these cocoons.
Is it normal clothes like humans from
human
Earth?
From this time. Like,
what the F?
You see like hoodies, you see suits, you see people wearing shorts, you see people like...
Can I see if any of them have been opened or are they all like full?
The cocoon?
Yeah. Because there's a ton of them.
Yes.
Have any of them been like opened before?
No, none of them are open.
I'm going to open one.
Okay.
I get...
Honestly, yeah, I probably did the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. Is it thick enough that I can reach in? Do I have to cut it?
Yes, you cut it.
Okay, so I cut it.
So as you cut it... poor guy. From a D20. Go ahead, D20.
Oh, no.
Just, no, not poor Jordan. Poor this guy.
He's going to like melt or something?
Okay, 15 is not bad. You cut it, and the first thing you notice is that this guy doesn't have a body. It's like a spirit. It's like a ghost. And as he opens his eyes and he goes, whoa, where am I? What's going on? Who are you?
I'm here to save you.
Save me.
Oh, sorry. I'm here to save you.
You put a mask on.
Oh, sorry.
Total black armor.
Yeah. He goes,
Also, he's hot now, canonically, just saying.
Yeah, he's a babe now. He goes... What's going on? The last thing I remember is those gooey zombies attacking everywhere.
Gooey zombies?
Yeah, like they were like covering some black goo and they were like touching people's face. And then it's almost like the goo spread through the next person.
This is what we were running from in the
where truck. Where do you think you are?
I have no idea, man.
Where's the last place you remember?
I was in California. I was in L.A.
Oh.
Like, that could just be L.A.
I was just visiting.
It's kind of gooey. It's kind of gooey place. People around there call it black sense.
On to the next pod.
That is so funny.
All right, back in you go. It's probably similar.
Wait, so he doesn't have a body.
He's just a spirit.
He's just a spirit, but the spirit is able to talk to me.
Yes.
And is the spirit like can he like walk around?
He tries and he walks around, and then the moment he steps in, you can see that like his feet and like so he's wearing shorts, right? So you can see that his legs are starting to become like bona fide. He's like losing the meat of his skin, and he jumps back to the cocoon before anything scary happens.
So as he tries to leave the cocoon, he turns into like a skeleton.
Yes.
If he's stepping inside of the goo.
No, if he...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. I mean, he can try, but...
But as long as he's in the cocoon, he's still perfect.
He's okay, yeah.
Sounds like you got to take the cocoon with you.
Sounds like I need to find a log.
A log?
Please don't.
Oh, no.
Why did you ask?
Entertain me, please. Perception check.
I'm about ever to be entertained, for sure.
Is there like a fallen tree nearby?
Roll me a perception.
Why don't you just cut a tree down?
He could just... Wait, didn't you try? No, you tried to heal a tree. In
16.
By the time we're done, he's going to build a log cabin in the woods. Like, just like all by
himself. This is home now.
Get him some tea.
He's like, I started a coffee business.
Gosh.
I'm a barista. I have a man bun.
Okay, so I go get the log and I pull it over to the cocoon. And I have it between the goo and the cocoon and the dry ground. And see if he can walk across it.
Yeah, he steps on the log and the same thing happens. He cannot leave the cocoon.
So it's not the goo that's doing it.
No, it's
the environment.
Well, now he's lonely. I open up another one.
Wait, Jordan.
give me another 20.
This is like, what's that movie 18. with where there's the spaceship and Chris Pratt?
Oh,
Chris Pratt.
Yeah, isn't it? It's like Passengers.
Passengers.
Yeah. Okay, you open another one.
I'm bored. I got to open up a cocoon.
And he goes...
I make sure that they're facing each other, though.
Okay.
And Jennifer Lawrence.
And you cut, and the guy goes, whoa, what are you going to
do? Do you speak whatever that is? Face the other guy.
I don't speak Spanish.
Spanish. I open up another one.
Okay, so you open a, you go to open a cocoon, and then when you open, this is what you hear.
Oh,
it's like a mystery box. I open up the next one. One of these has got to have the best prize.
It's like one of these is bound to speak English.
Obama?
What's going on?
Is that what's going on?
What's going on?
Yeah. Is he ripping these people's souls from Earth, Danny? Oh my gosh. Jordan, you are sucking people into hell right now. No, worse than hell. Because I'm in charge of hell.
He's like, he'll get lonely. I'll look for another one.
Jordan slowly becomes god of the underworld as he sucks an army.
I am the Reaper.
Jordan comes back to the castle with four skeletons.
No, what do you want?
The Grim Reaper arrives. What are you doing?
So you got. So right now you have a Ukrainian, you have a Brazilian, and then you have a California
Spanish
and a Californian. Can the California speak Spanish?
No.
So he's like Brad.
Yeah, he's like Brad.
Okay, God.
Is he also wearing a hoodie and shorts? Because you mentioned that there were like hoodies and shorts. And yeah. Like, literally, those two things are.
I think it'd be really funny if he convinces them all to come back to the castle with him, and then he shows up with four skeletons who can't talk to each other because they all speak differently.
They can't leave.
Okay, so what do you want to do? Do you open another one?
Are you going to open a fifth?
Yeah, I opened up another one.
Okay, and it says.
Nandayo. I look around.
Yeah,
you can be communicating in some unknown language.
He's like, I think this is right.
This feels good.
At least he's like, he's like, at least these three can talk to each other.
No, guys, my friends are missing. I cannot find them. You seem okay. I mean, just talk amongst yourselves. I'm sure that you can find your way out of this on your own from now. I did the heavy lifting. So I'm going to go.
Wait, so there's a gente aqui?
And I...
Is that Batman?
I'm going to go and find my friend, but I'll be back. Don't worry, guys.
Я хочу додому.
I'll be back. I don't know what the dongle is, but I'll figure that out and then be back.
Are you leaving them?
Maybe.
Do you go back the way you came?
I have to find my friends. That's my priority. They're not lonely anymore. They're smart, I think.
Friends,
they can figure their way. I mean, they can't leave. What am I supposed to do?
All right, you leave.
You leave
the four souls that you awake. You guys,
can we go to the basement all freaking ready?
Yes. Yes.
So we haven't like,
I'm coming, bro.
We haven't even started the fight.
Okay, you guys arrive. And you guys see the same guy. He has skeleton parts all over it. And then he goes, yes. More people. Bigger fight.
Toby pulls out one of his swords. Pointy Brock, actually. And he points it at the skeleton guy and says, what did you do with our friend?
Wait. So just to be clear, they snuck into the chimney all the way down. And then they just walked downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, there was...
Jordan, let me tell you how the fight was going to go. I was going to tell you there's a staircase. I'm telling you, you can, like, escape. That guy was going to chase you. You go through, like, a whole weapon thing. I was going to let you have some fun with the weapons.
Well, I probably would have killed him anyway, so, I mean...
thank you.
It wasn't going to work out anyway.
You did me a favor. You did me a favor.
You're welcome. You scarred the lives of five people for all eternity.
So, Toby, you point your sword at him and you say,
what'd you do with our friend?
Well, who?
The handsome man who you grabbed with your big hands.
He escaped. About 5 minutes ago.
You're not very good at kidnapping.
He did
you?
What?
I didn't want to kidnap him. I want to fight him.
You literally kidnapped him.
Hold on. How did he escaped?
Yeah, he used like, I think the spell is called Mystery Step, but he calls Ghosty Step.
I cast Fireball this guy. I'm done.
I am a roleplay rookie.
Ghosty Step, go.
So if Brock's gone, can we just...
Wait. You don't gotta fight me?
Well, I mean, the guy you wanted to fight, right? He left, so maybe we'll just go get him.
Come on. This is boring. It's three of you.
I'm not going to lie, man. You give a lot of, like, optional boss vibes. I think I'm just going to leave.
Dude, that's devastating.
That is emotional damage.
That is the most devastating thing I ever heard. I don't even know how to respond to that. That is such like a video game like. That is the most video game like. I could kill you, but I just don't want to. Yeah. I don't know if it's worth the XP.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, I can get the same amount killing some ship cheeps outside. You know, like, I can just... Oh, that's so funny, John. That was
gold. That's my favorite line.
Of all the stuff that Jordan did tonight, that was what stunned me. I did not know how to react to that.
He just teleported away.
And he goes, wait, you guys came from upstairs?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Well, all I care is, did you didn't harm my friend, right?
What, the tree man?
Yeah.
I fed him some berries.
And then he goes, okay, thank you. That's kind of nice, actually. And then he stops. He goes, Ares, what are you doing here? You're not welcome here.
His name's actually Ares.
Ares?
Kevin Ares. Says that to
He's
him.
He's a man?
You're not here.
Ares. And he goes... You guys know who he is, right?
A inheritor of a vast wealth. Yeah, he's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
God of war?
Kevin goes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You weren't paying attention? He's a horseman. We got almost up to four now. I mean, like, this is biblical, dude. Didn't you grow up reading the Bible? Yes. I was more of like a go-to-church once a year on Christmas kind of Catholic. I didn't even know you were Catholic, man. That's pretty cool. Yeah, well, you know, my grandma, she's really pretty.
Anyway,
I
don't care about this at all.
Well, okay, so let me guess. Four humans came here, and big surprise, you guys want the weapons, right?
Oh, were we supposed to get those on the third floor?
No, they're not here.
The voice in the sky told me I could have whatever I wanted, so I just forgot to ask for
opportunity.
Sorry. No, we're thinking of getting him therapy. Gavin about says this yes in the sky. Yeah, we're here for the weapons.
Why do you guys want the weapons?
Well, there's this, you know, now there are vessels who protect the stones. Yeah, so well,
I'm one of them.
There's one. Yeah, hey. This is one. This is Brock. Anyway.
I'm kind of another.
Okay. Anyway, so there's
Gavin. Like, that's Gavin.
There's like this pseudo vessel of corruption, and he's going around.
Darius.
Yeah. Okay.
So many names.
You're aware of Darius. Okay. Yeah. So we were actually hoping to get those weapons so that we could stop him because he's already taken over our realm. And you know, who's to say he'll stop there? So the vessels, the current ones, send us here to just pick them up so we could, you know, take them and finish him off. So, you know, if we could just grab those on our way out, that'd be great, actually.
He nods his head and he goes, well, did you know that the only way to wield them is if you kill the previous user?
I did not know that. Nobody told me. There was no rule book, no manual, actually.
Oh, and I forget to mention that.
You're literally telling me you're a mainline quest boss.
He goes, hey, if you want the weapons, you have to kill me.
Wait, but do you wield all of them, or are there like...
Just one.
So we have to kill each one of the...
The horsemen.
The horsemen. That means nice man upstairs is one of the ones we would have had to also
And
kill.
Also him. The knight has been helping you out.
Ares. He turns around to Ares. He's like, oh.
He's lying.
He's lying?
Yeah. He just wants to fight you 1-on-1.
Wait, this is Ares that to him?
Yeah, Ares is that to you. He goes, he's conquest. All he cares about is a good fight.
Well, I was fooled. I'm not even there.
You're not even here.
So he really is an optional boss. Okay. Gavin goes, so like... He turns to Ares. How do we actually get the weapons?
All right. Well, first off, you're humans. We're the horsemen.
Toby is blown away because he didn't see. He's like, what?
Gavin's not shocked at all. Like, he's known this whole time.
Yeah.
Gavin, as soon as he heard Ares, was like, oh, okay.
The thing is, so you guys, I don't know if you guys know this, but the lore is basically that Darius wants to take over Rome, Earth. And Earth was this beautiful place with magic. We had a god of light in there. And then in order to help the god of light create order in the world, he called four horsemen to help them prevent the apocalypse. That's why we were called the four horsemen apocalypse, because our job was to prevent it.
Oh, man, it's been a minute since I read my Bible. I feel like it's actually the exact opposite.
Yeah. It was a little bit of translation there when they redid the whole thing. Anyways.
We did it.
Yeah, there was this whole thing in the 3rd century. Don't worry about it.
Anyways, we're moving on. Anyway, so our job was to protect Earth, the 4 of us. We fought together side by side. We became great friends. But then when Darius killed a god, we use the essence of the god to create 4 new weapons, and we use those weapons to destroy Darius. The way that the gods twist the story, they said that we kill the both gods. We took blame and killed both gods, and they want to start a war with all around the other realms. And in order to end the war, we gave up our weapons and we surrender ourselves to live here for all eternity. In order to get peace, we didn't know that by doing that.
This is so sad.
We didn't know by doing that we would take magic away from Earth and seal it away.
You've been here all alone for that long?
Yeah. So.
Well, that's a lot of feelings, Toby. You okay, man?
It's okay. It's just he's been alone and his friends are going crazy.
The sad thing is, Toby, if I don't want to be sad, but the sad thing, if you really think about it, is that they erased the memory of this whole thing to my family. So I'm gone, but my family even forgot that I existed.
They forgot about you.
Yeah, they died and they didn't even know. They didn't even miss me.
Gavin's like,
counting.
Like, he's like, wait, are there only 3 of you here? Where's the 4th one?
So that's death, right? And when we came here, we tried to make this place a good place, because this realm is where all the souls that have regrets come. And Daria's original job was to help these souls remove their regrets and allow them to be reborn again into a different realm, into a different life.
He was like Davy Jones.
He's doing a really bad job.
That's the point. He got sick of it. He wanted more. He wanted power. So he left. Oh. When we came here, there was no God. So we thought that we could try to change our own selves.
Oh.
So Limas, the guy who you guys met up there, his plan was to try to use his magic to give life to the whole realm. But the sorrow, the negativity was too much for him, and he decided to kind of turn himself into a tree so he can try to kind of give life to the whole realm.
Mm.
I tried to create a village, a community that I tried to find lost souls and try to keep them alive, because if they remember who they are, they stay longer, or else they become those monsters of the Forsaken.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was death, and what he did was a little different. He tried to absorb the sorrow of all the lost souls. And he did a really good job for many years, but then after he kept doing that, it took a toll on him and he became something much, much worse. And he left to the darkness where nothing goes back to it. It's this really dark place where everything's hidden, everything's awful. And he went there because he was becoming a monster and didn't want to harm anyone.
Oh.
Sadly enough, that's where the weapons are located.
This makes a lot of sense now. So what you're saying is that we need to go there to get the weapons.
Yes.
We could pretty much leave you guys alone to do your thing.
Yeah, I mean, I have a campfire. I have a camp where surprising.
Come on, Gavin, we can take him with us. Like,
you don't have to take me. I'm just saying, like.
But do you want to come?
It's up to you guys.
Can you leave? You said you had to be here for eternity.
This realm? We cannot leave this realm.
So wait, the Bible had kind of different names for you, but what I'm getting is you're like the horseman of apathy, or what is your whole deal? Because
I'm the horse of war.
You're the war one? I'm sorry.
Ares is talking to you, so Ares goes, I'm war.
Sure, I get the name and stuff.
War, conquest, death, and trees.
I led the charge against the gods. I led the charge against Darius.
You just kind of give off a lot of energy of just kind of having...
Well, I've been here for a couple hundred millennia years. You kind of change your perspective on things.
Yeah, Gavin leans over and is like, he's kind of a bummer.
He's been here and his friends are going crazy.
They don't even have horses. Why are they horsemen?
Okay, I didn't need to be talking to Jack. You just do whatever you're
doing. Tell me, she turns to Gavin. He's like, if we all end up crazy in a dimension, I'll put you in the tree.
Gavin's like, okay, so we need to get out of here. Whatever's happening.
Yeah, but I don't know what's up with that.
Hey, Toby, I love you, buddy, but this is too much for you, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm going to step out, guys.
He just walks out of there.
He opens the front door and just walks out.
What did you
Okay, I think we're going to go do that.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I guess if you want to come, Ares, you can. You, he points to the other one, can stay the heck away from me.
Come on, don't fight me. Fight me.
Not even a little bit, dude.
Hey, Conquest, not us, but like, you know, maybe later when we're fighting Darius, we give you a call.
I can't leave here, man. But
maybe
thanks.
We bring Darius here then.
I would love to kill him.
Okay. Sounds good. If we can make that happen, I'll see what we can do. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. That means we're going to be buds then.
Hey, yeah. You end up becoming like the five people who are closest to you in your life. Don't make him one of them.
Everybody's going insane.
You don't want that.
And he's like punching a wall behind you. He goes, yeah, take that wall.
He also lied to us, so maybe not a great influence.
Well, he just wants to fight. He's bored, so you can't really blame him.
We'll come back and we'll give him some board games.
Okay, bye.
Okay, you guys go outside. Brock is missing.
Part of me wants to have Jack stay and spar with the guy for...
You want
to
do that?
Sure, why not? Jack stays and spars with them. Not a real fight. Jack wants to make that very clear to him. We're not playing for keeps.
Okay. So you accept my challenge to a fight.
Wait, hold on, Jack. I feel like there's going to be some trickety trick, and then you're going to have to fight him for real.
Do you accept my challenge to a fight?
No, say no, Jack.
Don't listen
say
to
no.
him. Are you afraid, Jack?
Do you remember what happened with
chicken,
Brock?
Jack? Are you a
chicken, Jack? Excuse me?
Jack, come on. That's like the... Don't fall for that.
I'm leaving.
I leave with Gavin. Toby and Gavin leave.
Do you accept my challenge or fight?
Ares,
Jack pulls out... Jack grabs his axe off his belt.
Oh, my gosh.
And then there were two.
A seal appears in the ground, sealing you guys off.
Thank you for listening to Roleplay Rookies. That was Josh as Jack, Jordan playing as Brock, John playing as Gavin, Nate playing as Toby, and Danny as our amazing DM. Please share this episode with anyone you think would enjoy it, and we'll see you again next week. Thanks again, guys.
A druid, so I don't know, man.
Get the Sword of Cass.
To kill Vecna?
That? Yeah, that one.
Get the sword that gives you three wish spells.
No.
Wish Brock out of the dungeon.
Oh, I want that. I wish
Brock was here.
That literally not gonna waste a wish on that.